From Spark and Anvil and Geometry Forge, this is Master Hypotenuse and Apprentice Sides in Chapter 1 of the Geometry Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The chapel roof had cracked at the western gable, and the masons needed measurements before they could carve the replacement stones. Master Hypotenuse arrived first, with a square and a plumb line. Apprentice Sides arrived second, with a tape measure and a wax tablet. The master mason met them at the base of the gable. He pointed up. "Three triangle stones at the apex," he said. "Two are right triangles. One is not. I need the areas of all three so I can quote the price of the limestone. Can you measure them and give me the areas?" Master Hypotenuse looked up at the gable. "I can do the two right triangles." Apprentice Sides looked up at the gable. "I can do all three." Master Hypotenuse glanced sideways at her, mildly insulted. "I can do all three too." "Maybe, but you'll need a ladder to reach the angle of the third one. I won't." The Master Mason raised an eyebrow. "Show me."
Master Hypotenuse went first. He set up his square and plumb line at the base of the first right triangle stone. He measured the two legs of the right angle. "This one is a right triangle," he said. "The legs are 5 hands wide and 12 hands tall. The hypotenuse, the side opposite the right angle, is the diagonal across the top. By the Pythagorean theorem, 5 squared plus 12 squared equals the hypotenuse squared. 25 plus 144 is 169. The square root of 169 is 13. So the hypotenuse is 13 hands. He wrote it down. Right triangle 1, legs 5 and 12, hypotenuse 13. "And the area," he said. "For a right triangle, the area is 1/2 times leg times leg. 1/2 times 5 times 12 is 30. So the area is 30 square hands." He moved to the second right triangle. He measured its legs. 8 and 15. 8 squared is 64. 15 squared is 225. Sum is 289. Square root is 17. So the hypotenuse is 17. And the area is 1/2 times 8 times 15, which is 60. He wrote it down. Right triangle 2, legs 8 and 15, hypotenuse 17, area 60. He came down to the ground. Two right triangles, areas 30 and 60. The third one is the trouble. Its angles aren't 90. I can climb up and measure the angle and then drop a perpendicular from the apex, but that means a ladder and a plumb line and probably an hour. Apprentice Sides looked at him. "You don't need any of that." Apprentice Sides climbed nimbly up to the gable's edge. She did not measure any angles. She did not drop any perpendiculars. She just measured the three sides of the third triangle with her tape measure.
She came back down. She wrote the three numbers on her wax tablet. For any triangle whose three sides are ABC, even a non-right triangle, there is a formula for the area in terms of just the three sides. It's called Heron's formula. First, you compute the semi-perimeter, which is half the sum of the three sides. She wrote, S equals A plus B plus C over 2, equals 9 plus 10 plus 11 over 2, equals 30 over 2. Equals 15. Then the area is the square root of S times S minus A times S minus B times S minus C. She wrote, area equals the square root of 15 times 15 minus 9 times 15 minus 10 times 15 minus 11 equals the square root of 15 times 6 times 5 times 4 equals the square root of 1800. The square root of 1,800 was a little messy. She did the arithmetic carefully on the wax tablet. About 42.5 square hands. She handed the wax tablet to the Master Mason. Area of the third triangle is about 42.4 square hands. No ladder, no plumb line. The Master Mason stared at the wax tablet for a long moment. "You just got an area from three side lengths."
"Yes. Without any angle measurement, yes." He looked at Master Hypotenuse,
Do you know Heron's formula? I know it exists, Master Hypotenuse said, slightly grudging. I have always taught the right triangle case because it's simpler. The Pythagorean theorem is one of the first things kids learn. Heron's formula is heavier. It has a square root nested inside a product, and most of the arithmetic gets messy. Right, Apprentice Side said. Yours is the cleaner tool for the easy case. Mine is the messier tool for any case. The Master Mason wrote down the three areas. 30, 60, 42.4. I have everything I need. He paused. There's a lesson in this for the apprentices, he said. Which one of you tells it? Master Hypotenuse and Apprentice Sides looked at her.
You go, Master Hypotenuse said. Apprentice Sides nodded. When the triangle has a right angle, his tool is fastest. The arithmetic is light. You don't need a tape measure and a wax tablet and a semi-perimeter formula. You just need two leg lengths and the Pythagorean theorem. And when the triangle doesn't have a right angle, you need mine. Heron's formula handles any triangle. The cost is the heavier arithmetic. The benefit is you don't need any angles at all, just side lengths. So the rule is, Master Hypotenuse said slowly, use the simpler tool when the special case condition holds. Use the general tool when it doesn't. Use the simpler tool first, Apprentice Side said. Switch to the general tool when the special case fails. Same idea told twice. Same idea told twice. The Master Mason wrote both rules on the chalk wall of the workshop. The Masons read them later. The chapel roof was repaired by the end of the week. Walking back down the hill together, Master Hypotenuse felt something loosen in his chest, a small warm relief at being reminded, even at his age, that there is more than one good way to be right. Apprentice Sides felt it too, a quiet gladness, the kind you get when someone older finally sees the thing you've been carrying all along. Neither of them said so out loud. They didn't need to.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Master Hypotenuse and Apprentice Sides. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.